You're listening to DraftKings Network.
And before we get to the show, we just want to tell you that support for today's Cooligans is brought to you by Manscaped.
That's
which,
right.
If you don't know, that's it's the best below the waist grooming, dude.
Correct. Yes, I'm very much aware. I've been a Manscaped customer for probably about like a year now.
Which is good, because I think people who've met you and seen how young your face looks assume you don't grow hair down there.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm here to, you know, to like tell, this is really a message to the doubters, okay? This isn't a Manscaped ad. This is
no.
Letting you know I grow hair down there, okay? If anybody was interested, and also stop sending me those messages for those requests, okay?
Right? We're not starting a weird OnlyFans, okay? I certainly do. I'm a very hairy person. And let me tell you something. I'm really happy about this because I have hurt myself pretty bad in the past trying to get rid of the hair down there, which I wouldn't even do if it wasn't for my wife saying, yo, could you do something about this?
Yeah, that's how your wife talks. She's like, yo, look, fam, I'm going to need you to kind of like trim the hedges a little bit, all right? Because it's become a problem.
All right, when you go to the bathroom, it looks like you be shaving a teddy bear. So I need you to do something about that. Long hair don't care. You should care, my G. But I have. I've used, like, I kept an old beard trimmer, you know? Mm. And that's what I was using. But it nicked me. It nicked me real bad. I screamed. And I didn't know what to put on it, so I put rubbing alcohol on it. That was a horrific mistake.
Wow. This feels like a kink more than anything. Yeah. I'm like, what? Everything you're doing seems to be the wrong decision. Okay.
I've never pleasured myself better. No, it was horrific. But that's what I use. When I used to shave my face, I used to use rubbing alcohol. Or when I really buzz the beard, the hair on my neck or whatever, I'll use rubbing alcohol because it really closes up your pores. So I was like, well, I'll just use this. This is my aftershave. Let's just say it was a calamity. There was a lot of screaming. The neighbors called the cops. Yeah. It was a lot going on. But that doesn't happen anymore because now I got this Manscaped, which has this really cool sort of guard here that stops, you know, your skin from falling in. And it's got a light.
That's
so now
right.
You can see what's going on down there.
That's right. This is the lawnmower 3.0, and it's
the 3.0, baby.
Okay, it is really great, and it's usually we're not on this show we don't just talk about testicles and balls and whatever else you want to.
You
call
know
them.
We do.
but it's not the focus.
That's a good point.
This is we're dedicating time to make sure that our listeners, dudes who want to take care of themselves down there.
Or ladies, right?
Yeah,
you wanna shave your hoo-ha, or you wanna buzz it down,
okay,
you know?
Yeah. But I never knew Alexis could reach that pitch. That was quite
only
high.
When I'm talking about that. But hey, it's COVID. Maybe you don't want to go to the salon or where do the ladies,
Yeah, look, this is why we need Manscaped, because most men have no idea what goes on down there.
They don't know how
other people do it. They don't know how what we're supposed to do, but pick up, go to manscaped.com and pick up the lawnmower, right? So if you use the promo code gully21, you will receive 20% off and free shipping. And I highly recommend it. With the lawnmower in itself, you can use it in the shower. It has
it's waterproof.
It's waterproof. You can use it. It has a great LED light for precision, because even
right.
If you are in a well-lit room, there's certain areas that you can't really see, okay?
Right. Unless you got weird lights on the floor of your bathroom, and then you a freak, and you need this joint, what I mean?
Okay.
You need to be clean down there.
You're quite prepared. It's a great product. Manscaped also has a bunch of different, you can get like a care package that has like...
You get underwear, t-shirts, you can get ball deodorant.
Okay,
did you know that ladies buy this for your manses?
Okay.
Did you know that your balls shouldn't smell?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Don't put it under in your armpits. Okay,
no.
It goes in a different spot. Okay,
I actually thought the smell was the appeal. Turns out it is not.
No. The whole pheromone thing is been debunked. Okay, so
yeah.
Ignore it. But go to manscaped.com and make sure to use the promo code gully21 for 20% off and free shipping. It's a great, great product. And thank you, Manscaped, for supporting today's show.
Yeah, and also, hey, use it on your ass. Come on.
Okay, that's how we end it. Today on the Cooligans, we talk about the Mewis sisters and the demolishing they have done of the Colombian national team. And we also talk about Christian Pulisic and his wild GQ photo shoot.
That's right. Plus, we talked to Shane Smith, hilarious comedian, and we asked him what happened that China kicked him out of his first RSL match ever. That and more today on the Cooligans!
What's up, guys? Landon Donovan here, and I got to kick it with the Cooligans today. Keep following, keep listening, keep watching. See you guys soon.
Yeah, baby!
Yes. All right. We have to scream in joy and excitement because we're simply one day away from.
No, if you're watching this or listening to this, it's almost over.
It's almost over, and it'll be probably more of the same for the next 4 years.
Yeah. But it'll kind of feel like it's just starting. We don't want to deal with that at the very least.
Okay, we're back on Tinder swiping again, all right? It'll be exciting.
I need to get my groove back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerreros.
All right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that has ever lived.
That's right. It doesn't just mean we're just the funniest, right? Because if we had to pick something else, just randomly, you know what I mean? I don't think we've ever said this before, but I'm going to suggest gulliest.
Okay, yeah, pretty good. Look, you know, you put your hand in the hat of, of adjectives, and look, it keeps popping up all the time.
Right? We spun the wheel, and we were like, big money, big money, big money, big money.
And then big gully. It happened again.
Someone create that board game, please.
So, hello, a lot to discuss today. Obviously, if we're talking about the United States of America, the U.S. Women's national team is in a better place right now than the country because they had their first match friendly against Colombia. The game was played at Exploria Stadium in Orlando. It was interesting because there were fans there, but the fans were green screened off. They were blocked off by the graphics in the stands. You know that they used.
Let's pretend they're not there. Let's use technology to promote social distancing. What I love about what's happening in the world today is that if you told someone who didn't know anything about soccer, yo, the U.S. destroyed Colombia, they'd be like, why? It's his last day. You know
what I mean? They don't need to. It seems wildly unnecessary. Were they even at odds?
I know. Honestly, there's some things they probably agreed on. Yeah.
But no, look, the U.S. women obviously dominate, and there's a lot of, you know, there needs to be some context here. Colombia are not in a great place when it comes to their women's soccer at the moment because
yeah, no one would consider them, some of the top tier, but at the very least, if they could take anything with them, right? When they walk in the locker room at the end of the match, and the coach looks at them and says, "Hey, we only got beat by one family," you know? Right? When you think about it?
Look, it could have been, you know, the Rapinos, right? The Presses, you know, the Ertzes.
We could have gotten walloped by a bunch of people, but really, it was one family. One family tree just rocked the shit out of us. But everyone else, we got unlocked.
Exactly. What I'm mentioning specifically is that Colombia didn't play any matches in 2020. The women's team, which is obviously awful. They were flown to Orlando to play that game by a sponsor, not by the federation. The federation is really not looking. They're obviously prioritizing the men's team because the men's team are playing World Cup qualifiers and all these other things. Even if they weren't playing World Cup qualifiers, we know who would they prioritize regardless.
Yeah, but this has been brought up before, you know, about the misogyny of the FA down there.
It is pretty bad, and a lot of women's programs deal with this. But then on top of that, a player tested positive for COVID Because, you know, what are you going to do? You're in Florida. Right. Nice thing. Bring back a memento, you know?
Right. When in Rome, you know what I mean?
But then several other players that were around that player that tested positive had to miss the match out of caution. So they were missing four of their like better players, and they started like a 15-year-old. I believe there was like a 16 and 17-year-old that also came into the game. It was not great. The fact that they gave up three goals in the first half and then one in the second, it's improvement from two halves.
I mean, when you lay out everything that they went through, the fact that they only gave up four goals is great. Also, to the best team in the world. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
I was just going to say the Friday, they got to do this again. They're playing again. Yeah. So it'll be the
rest of the players are like, no, I was also hanging out with, so maybe I don't need to, you know.
No, that's safety first. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm going to take my Nintendo Switch and go in the hotel. Like, y'all tell me how it goes. If you see any Mewises, you know, could you tell him to relax?
Okay. I don't know if the Mewis, are their parents going to play? Because I'm a little scared of them. All right.
Is the Mewis dog Air Bud going to come into the game?
The other interesting thing from this game was the beginning of the game, because obviously it was Martin Luther King Day. Uh-huh. And they did, you know, the U.S. Women's National Team, we saw this especially during the NWSL Challenge Cup, where the people were kneeling, you know, to show support for, what everything was happening in the summer. There were several players in this match who did not kneel, right. and it's causing a bit of a stir in within soccer Twitter, with a lot where people are not understanding or trying to at least understand why some players kneel and some do not, given everything that is going on. Why not show this little bit of support? And I also add that all the players are wearing like Black Lives Matter jackets. There is some show of support, but the people are not exactly getting it at this point. I don't know exactly how to feel, but it is. It seems like such a simple gesture to do for a teammate that is doing it. I don't really see why stand at this point.
I do want to say, like, yo, don't kneel if you don't want to, so we know, but then answer the question when you're asked.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you just know what say, I mean? Like, I'm standing because, you know, yeah. Trump is my homie or whatever. Right, like, right. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you want to say. And also, can we clip Christian saying that just so that I have it for future bribery and blackmail? But if you're going to not do it, that's fine. Have an answer. Don't meander.
Yeah.
Stand if you're willing to not kneel, stand by your choice, literally. Yeah. You know, look, we're gonna have an amazing episode today. We're gonna talk to Shane Smith. It's gonna be funny. But before we do, we need to talk about a massive, massive dilemma in US soccer right now. Okay.
Okay.
In particular,
yeah,
the men's
serious
team. Yeah, and it is. Wait till you find out how serious this is. Apparently, Christian Pulisic, not injured, no. But he has injured our hearts, okay, and our eyes. He did a photo shoot for GQ, and it was photographed by a man by the name of Ben Weller. And I don't know how else to put this besides Ben Weller hates the men's national team, okay?
Okay, look, I know people, this is definitely, it just dropped a couple minutes ago, as when, you know, by the time we're recording this. And it is not the worst photos that I've seen of a man modeling clothing or whatever, but it does feel like the photo shoot was done in like 2004. You know what I mean?
Right. But like also like at one of the photo studios at the mall.
Right. It is this I'm more concerned about the stylist that they chose, because clearly it is a dude that hangs out at a Bensonhurst bar in the late aughts. Okay,
this was styled by a very horny, recently divorced 55-year-old woman, because this dude looks exactly like Maroon 5 or whatever the dude's name is from Maroon 5.
That's my bigger concern here is just that he probably didn't exactly look. I don't know how Pulisic is not really like one of the fashion dudes.
He's
you
not
know?
A brooder. He doesn't brood, and he looks like he's about to turn into a vampire in a 2003 film.
Yeah, like he's like a teen heartthrob. He wants to be like a teen heartthrob at some point, right?
He looks like the bad boy on Dawson's Creek. If I'm trying to give you an idea,
it's not that. So that's really the issue here, and I think.
But also, like, the jeans are tucked underneath. It looks like my mom dressed him.
They got the cuff, bro. Yo, but the cuff, 2005, girls would be like, yo, who just walked in, okay?
Cuff out. Yeah, I get it, right? But the cuff in, and also he's wearing what looks like dollar store boots, right? Homie's wearing the boots that come in a big bin where the laces are tied together.
They're discount, all right? They want clearance. What are you talking about?
And they look like they've never been worn. Those that you can't do that. You got to scuff them up a little bit. Toss them around in the bin. You got to get some from the bottom.
Look, I think, I don't know how much he expected to be. I don't know what he expected. That's kind of the main thing. Because when you do a photo shoot, the photographer is like, these look great, Christian, don't they? You know what I mean? Like you look at the...
There's like a big screen where they pop up as they take them, and everyone's like ooh.
Because he's like, laying on a couch. He's wearing a tank top. Some of these are just...
He's just kind of staring at the camera with his mouth open.
This is the problem sometimes, that there are some people that are difficult to sexualize. You know what I mean? And Christian Pulisic is one of these people where, like, his personality is not... is not a type of like if I did a sexy photo shoot, people would be like, what exactly is going on here?
If I did it, they'd be like, we gotta wipe all this liquid off the streets, you know? But here's my problem. It looks like the photo shoot was done by Boston Dynamics. Do you know what company that is?
Yes, I do.
It does the robots that dance and stuff.
The robot dogs, yeah. Yes.
Homie don't look human in these photos. Ben Weller, what did you do? Give the kid a scotch, will you?
We need a reshoot or something. He'll figure it out. He's growing up. He's a kid. We'll figure it out. All right, everybody. Make sure to stick around. We will be joined by comedian Shane Smith, hilarious comic, Twitch streamer, and heavily tattooed man.
Christian and I are going to get tattoos during the episode all over our necks, just like him. Stick around and watch.
Okay. If you're into that sort of thing, you know? one thing I want to talk about real quick is this is, obviously, we're on Fubo TV. We're on Fubo Sports Network.
It's the label that pays me.
And not only are the Cooligans, stock rising outside, with Fubo,
right?
But Fubo Sports Network has been airing more matches the last couple months. So this has been pretty exciting. And now Fubo Sports Network, our network, will be airing a Ligue 1 match between Marseille and Lens. Can you believe it?
So the way it works out is the Cooligans are bringing you Olympic Marseille fans and RS Lens fans, RC Lens fans, a match. It's us. It's because of us.
Exactly. Yeah. The game will be on January 20th at 2:45 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure to check it out. You can watch it for free, FuboSportsNetwork.com, if you don't have Fubo TV. But there is that feeling of like, oh, Ligue 1 was like, oh, wait, the Cooligans out there? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll go check that. I'll go check out
Maybe
Fubo Sports
maybe
Network.
We need to share our product with the Cooligans fans. And then people are like, but there's other people on the network, and they were like, we don't need to hear all that. We're here because of the Cooligans.
Okay. But pretty exciting. Obviously, Marseille whenever we talk about Ligue 1, it's always like PSG and everybody else. They're still, everybody else is still, has a lot of skin in the game, right? Marseille are in sixth. Are they
32 points?
32 points. Are they far
PSG
from first?
PSG maybe got 42, but we don't need to hear all that.
But there's still a lot of names you remember, especially Dimitri Payet. Remember when he forced the move out of West Ham because he was like, I don't want to mess with these dudes anymore.
Right. I'm done.
I want to go back to my country.
No more ham, yo. Maybe I should go Turkey? And then he decided, nah, he went to Paris. But yeah, but remember Gail Kakuta? Remember him? He played for Chelsea like in the early 20 teens. Like, I think he was there from like 2009 to like 2014. Really fast winger. He's now on Lens. So
okay.
Yeah. Maybe you got a Chelsea kit from back in the day and you're like, you know what? Maybe I'll show some respect and watch Lens just possibly get destroyed by
Marseille. For a minute. But, you know, the table in itself, you know, there's been a lot of Nice is one of the teams I would always focus on because Patrick Vieira had gone there from NYCFC, but he's been let go. And so that's like one of the other teams where I'm like, what are they going to do? What's Vieira's next job? Where do you think he will go?
I don't know, but I'm interested in, like, first of all, he's probably going to come back to MLS, which would be great. But Lille also has Timo Weah on it. So I'm interested in Lille. What's happening with Lille? Correct. Lille.
One rumor I heard, but this was before Chris Armas got hired as a head coach for Toronto, but I heard it was Patrick Vieira was in talks, or that was one of the names on the list that they wanted to get.
Dude, that'd be dope. He should go become an assistant in Montreal.
Okay.
How great. Him and Thierry Henry, bring him back. We got Shane Smith when we get back after this. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break up with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right, Gully Squad. The last, during quarantine, Gully Squad has not only become a dope soccer community, but it's becoming a vital space for my emotional well-being.
Okay? Yes, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to a lot of the time. And also, I would not know what an apple crisp is.
Okay, yeah, there's so much communication and sharing of food. It's I don't really dwell in that channel too much.
No, you're not allowed to. Your girl can see it on your face that you're looking at food.
She goes through my phone not to look for like texts from other girls. She's like
booty pick, booty pick, booty pick sandwich.
Dan, what is this? How dare you betray me like this?
She's messaging me, homewrecker.
Gully Squad is obviously the Cooligans community. Of people that are fans of soccer, fans of comedy, fans of food, fans of pizza. It's an opportunity to help support the content that we put out, help us put out more content that we can deliver to the masses, and also get some exclusive content for yourself. So there's a bunch of really cool things going on in there. We have an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
Hey, even though we just talked about it.
Exactly, but you know, it's vague. It's very vague. So you can join at any level. You can join, you can give like $5, $10, you can give more. If you give more, there's more perks involved, like you know, merch and a pin and stickers and different things like that. So it's, if you're a fan of soccer, if you're a fan of comedy, we highly recommend you joining, and it definitely helps the show grow, so we can do a bunch of other fun things, you know, in 2021 when we can finally travel, we can be able to go do live shows and do live events and do a lot of other things like that. So
plus, you get some really exclusive stuff, like when we release the pins, you get a pin for joining.
That's right.
When we release the pop socket, you got a pop socket for joining, stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good exclusive stuff. It's not just being a part of the Slack channel that may or may not exist, but trust me, that's a dope part of it.
Very much so. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button now.
All right, baby, we're back on the Cooligans Living Room FC, and finally our guest is here, and I think you guys are going to enjoy this because he looks like an ultra. He looks like a soccer ultra, but
he's one of the most polite individuals you'll ever meet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, talk about not judging a book by its cover. It's like, imagine the outside of the book looked like something Megadeth wrote, but the inside was a bit more of a coloring book, you know?
I'm thrilled today.
Yeah, this is absolutely amazing. So this dude, a very funny comedian, we met on the comedy scene. Just had a couple conversations with him about growing up in and around Salt Lake. I'm not sure if he's exactly from Salt Lake. I think around it. And I just had some cool conversations. So I would love to have him on the show. Unless you're driving, put your hands together for the one, the only, Shane Smith, everybody.
Shane, what's up?
Oh, hey, how's it going, guys? It's good. I'll be real. You guys want the realness? I woke up at 1:45, so
like 10 minutes ago. Okay?
Literally like 10 minutes ago, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, and if you're watching, you're looking at his background. If you know, look, there's a lot of people who know who you are. You're very famous. The background here is exactly what people would expect from you. Yeah. You have what looks like your wall is covered in what looks like Risk, the game Risk. I'm not exactly sure what that is.
That's Lord of the Rings.
That's Lord of the Rings. Christian's right. That's Middle Earth.
Sorry, I've never read or seen Lord of the Rings. My bad.
One of the three continents in you know, the fictional world where Middle Earth is set. There you go.
All right. Yeah. We'll do a deep dive on that on today's show. I know Alexis will love it.
The few cool people that watch our show are just like shutting it off right now.
Yeah. All right. I'm out. Immediately. Nah.
But then also your bed is covered in what looks like what, you know, that guy Momoa would wear on a film, some type of
Jason Momoa
sheepskin, you know?
Yeah. I've got furs instead of blankets, dude.
You are everything about you is so Shane Smith.
Dude, you gotta run the bear fur, man. It's so good. Do you know how? I'll get you one. It's
Please
life
don't.
Changing. It's life changing.
You know why? Because I don't have one of those curved swords. So I got nothing that matches it. You know?
Dude, I'll get you a curvy sword.
I got you, know, you have like
I've got
multiple
that guy
of them.
In Brooklyn, dude. I got a sword guy.
Shane, I'm happy you're here. Thanks for joining us. Yes, Alexis mentioned you're a hilarious comic. You do a bunch of other work as well. And let's start with your connection to soccer. Right. So you grew up around obviously in Utah, around Salt Lake City, and obviously you have a connection to Real Salt Lake. I mean, we've had players on from RSL on the show, people who cover the team, things like that. What's been your experience like, you know, and your connection to the team? What was like the first game you went to? Why'd you go? How has it influenced your life?
You lived there during, like, you know, when it was super popular.
Yeah, so I lived there before it was super popular and after. So the first MLS match I ever went to, a friend of mine was like, hey, because the RSL, they used to just play at the football stadium for the Utah Utes. They didn't even have, they just like rented out the college stadium. It was not great. And so I had never been, I had played soccer as a kid a ton, as we all do here in the United States, you know, and which is weird that it doesn't stick so much with adults. Yeah. Now it does, but before. But anyway, so I played and a friend of mine was like, hey, you like soccer? I was like, yeah, it's cool. It's fun. And he was like, do you want to come with me and get kicked out of the stadium? Because Real Salt Lake's playing a show match against China, and we're going to bring a bunch of free Tibet stuff. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, and they were like, and not because they cared. By the way, these are not, I'm like a political guy. I do political commentary. It's one of my jobs. Was not that. This guy literally was just like, you want to antagonize the other team?
Yeah, he was just a fan of getting kicked out of the stadium. His political position.
This was the first time I'd ever realized how intense soccer fans were. He was like, oh yeah, I want to ruin the other. It's not enough that my team wins. Others must suffer. And I was like, oh, okay. And I went. And of course, they immediately kicked us out so fast when we were like holding up signs and going crazy. And they were just like, these guys got to go. And I was like, dude, soccer's cool. Like, that was my first experience.
That is hilarious.
So now when you go to a game, if you have been after and you sit there for the whole 90 minutes, you're like, there's just something missing. You know?
Yeah, dude.
There's a je ne sais quoi.
Just surreal. Yeah, that must have been. Wait, so when you went to the game and like, were you more intrigued as a soccer fan or as like trolling the other team? Like, what was the exciting part to you?
Well, I just mostly, I'll be real, I'm just one of those old school guys. My friend was like, hey, I'm gonna get kicked out of a stadium, do you have my back? And I was like, you know I do, homie.
Okay,
I just showed up like, what are we doing, dude? What are we getting into, man?
It could have been anything. Cricket, it could have been badminton.
It could have been tennis.
We're gonna kick that out of here. All right.
Yo, dude, Serena Williams has been saying some crazy stuff about my sister. You ready to roll? And I would just be like, dude, I've got the other sister. I'll take her.
You ready to go get kicked out of the U.S. Open, dude?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Did you go to any more games after this?
So I did. I ended up coming back a few times. And then they made the new stadium. Rio Tinto is on another level. It's so crazy. And that's really fun. So I've been to a few Rio Tinto games, and those are like always sold out. Everyone's going off the whole time. They're so rowdy that people who don't like soccer love soccer. So, yeah. Which is like the move, right? That's like what the whole, that's what it's all about, I guess.
Yeah, because you could go to like, you could go to a Jazz game and you're like, you know about basketball. It's kind of a relaxed atmosphere for the most part, unless there's like a really important game. But even a friendly in a soccer match, even like in a, you know, an exhibition match, it's pretty wild for soccer.
People set it off. They go crazy. Yeah, it's fun.
Which matches your personality so much, you know? Yeah. And that's why I was so interested in just hearing your perspective, because when we think of Salt Lake, we kind of think of it as like a, not like a, like a, you know, I think more of a librarian than I do of a wild soccer city. But after meeting you, I'm like, maybe I just don't understand Salt Lake well enough, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was there last year, right before the lockdown and everything. I went snowboarding in Park City, and I went to Salt Lake City to hang out with some RSL fans as well. And that's it. This is how I always feel whenever I go to any city that I presume will be like, you know, contentious or difficult or I might encounter some sort of prejudice. Then I meet soccer friends and I'm like, yo, Salt Lake City's great. It's super. Everybody's super nice to me. But I'm like, oh, I'm only meeting the soccer fans, and that might not be indicative of the rest of the population.
Dude, Salt Lake's weirdly nice. Everyone's nice. I think if you live there over time, you'll start to like run into like the weird prejudices you might think exist. But it's a pretty cool place to just hang out and visit. Everyone's pretty sweet. The soccer fans are just wild, though. I don't know that there's very many like Molly Mormons, as they would say, going to the soccer matches, because they're like selling a lot of booze. People are, you know, they're fist fighting and turning and like doing soccer stuff, you know.
Okay. And they're wearing magic underwear at the same time.
The chastity underwear. But
God can't see into Rio Tinto Stadium, you know.
No, look, I may not catch an STD, but you might catch these hands. Welcome to Rio Tinto.
Shane, we have to obviously talk about it because you are a person that has a lot of tattoos.
Yep.
You clearly have them in places you can't really hide. You have them right on your face.
How big a pair of sunglasses do you own if we're trying to hide these joints?
Dude, they'd have to be some Elton John joints. Some huge situations, dude.
You're more of a tinted face shield kind of a guy.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
So, you talk a little bit about the, obviously, the decision, especially, I mean, I think most people can comprehend tattoos on your body, but then once you go neck and face, then it usually says like you lived a certain lifestyle that that, you know, that many people may not be familiar with, but what is, and then being a comedian is obviously you want to stand out. That's a good way to do it.
You know, what you did to your life by being a comedian is what you did to your face by getting tattoos on it. I mean, that basically says to the world, I work for myself, right?
Like, and I'll just add real quick, because one time I remember before, like while I was doing IT work and in between jobs and doing comedy and all this other stuff, I would go on interviews, and sometimes one time on a second interview, I nailed the first interview, went great. Second interview, the guy turns his monitor. He's like, can you explain this? And he pulls up my website. He's like, you're a comedian? And like if I did something wrong.
Right.
Can you explain this? Like, if you pulled up some criminal record. So I can imagine a face tattoo would make it difficult to just get any day-to-day job.
Yeah, it does. Plus, paired with a criminal record, it's like a no-go. I literally, dude, I had a job. I tried to get a fake job for us. So I was doing a research for like a movie role I was going to get, and it was like this big deal. And I was like, oh my gosh. And they're like, you should try and get a job at like 7-Eleven or something to like. So I was like, okay. And I could not, dude. I straight up couldn't get a job. job at 7-Eleven, dude.
It's like, great that you could get booked for the role of someone who works at 7-Eleven, but you couldn't actually work at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I was like, this is rough, dude. I gotta make this work because
Yeah, you got no other options.
Yeah, sometimes that pressure is helpful, right? Because it forces you to really dig deep and find find some pathway in this career path.
Yeah, it's Cortez? He burned his ships, and everyone was like, "What?" He got to the new world, and then they burned his ships, and everyone was like, "Why did you do that?" And he's like, "Looks like we better win. We better get out here, do the thing."
Yeah. There's only one other way out of here.
Yeah, we're walking now, and everyone's like, wow, baller move, kind of, honestly.
Also, yeah, I don't know what Wikipedia websites you read, but we have no idea who Cortez is, okay?
Someone out there in the world knows. They're like, it's a pretty solid history reference.
Fans are like, Alexis ain't got no clue who Cortez is.
Cortez, what? Was he play at Arsenal?
I know. I was like, so why did my cousin burn ships? He gonna go down for this.
He played for Spain. Yeah.
You are one of these people that it's rare to find, but you broke because of some internet clip. You're like, there's like youth players in soccer whose parents will put together highlight reels and like hope it goes viral. And it's happened in moments where like they've signed with big teams because of it. That happened for you in comedy. You were still living in Salt Lake at the time, correct?
Yeah. So I was like struggling and doing the road, which is, if those people who don't know, when you're a comedian, there's like there's professional comics, and then there's comics who do something called the road, which is like the middle of the country gigs, like doing bars and stuff, like someone being like, I'll give you $200 if you drive to Montana and perform for this remote outpost. I'm not kidding, like straight up people being like, you got to stand on the air hockey table and use the speak and spell as a microphone. Like horrific shows, and then they string together like 100 of these shows, and so you'll just be on tour for like 2 months doing these horrific shows. And that's what I did for a living for like a year. And I was like, man, this isn't working. I have no money. I was divorced. I was miserable. I was just like, comedy isn't happening. I'm going to have to like, I literally was thinking about like, I should rob people again. That's what I should do. I was like, I have enough money to buy a gun.
It's still on my resume. I really couldn't go back to it.
You know, it's a special skill and you just don't lose it. It's a lot like riding a bike, which reminds me, I should rob someone's bike.
I throw it on my resume sometimes. But like I was like, dang, I should. And then I got offered to do this special with this company that does clean comedy, and they were like, can you do clean comedy? And I lied and was like, of course I can, because I needed money. And so I wrote 40 minutes of clean comedy in 6 months, recorded it, and they were like, wow, this is great, how long have you been doing this set? And I was like, 2 years, buddy. Or like, I just lied. Dude, I lied so much to get so much work.
It's like asking how much is this, and they're like, how much you got in your pocket?
Basically, man. And so it came out, and I kind of thought like, oh, it'll amount to nothing, I just needed this money right now. And then they put a clip from it, and then one day I looked up and it had like 60 million views or something absurd on Facebook, and millions on YouTube, and I was on the front page of Reddit like a couple times, and then from there my career took off, and I was like, all right, let's go, boys. Okay. So
what are the odds that it wasn't standing on the air hockey table, huh?
Dude, you know what? Sometimes you just got to stand on enough air hockey tables and it works out.
Yeah, that's a poster no one knew they needed in their childhood bedroom, huh?
I did a tour in Ohio. I went... This is how badly I just wanted to be on stage. I mentioned this a bunch of times. I rode a bicycle from Cincinnati to Cleveland. And did 8 shows along the way. That's how much I deeply wanted just to be performing and wanted stage time. And one of them was in Worcester, Ohio, at this brewery that was like, and like the central Ohio was super like religious. Yeah. And I literally performed in front of a crucifix. Like it must have been 25 feet tall. Like I literally, like the crowds in front of me and behind them,
is a crucifix.
He's just watching them like, what? Laugh. What are you going to laugh at? Which one of you is going to?
You land all your punchlines with your arms out.
Yeah. I end every joke with, nailed it. And then that's my new thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I-N-R-I. For me, it stands for King of the Jokes, though.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much standard, road stories. When the middle of the country is not usually the most fun place to perform overall. But,
yeah. But it's also like the type of shows, like when you start or when you're at a place where you're not a draw yourself, you'll do anything, you know? Like when Christian gets that phone call, they're like, dude, you want to do 8 shows in Ohio? You're like, absolutely. You got to ride a bike the whole way. You're like, well, I already said yes.
You're going to be in a hamster wheel throughout half of the country. Are you okay with this? You know what? Does the microphone work? I'll be there.
Yeah, exactly.
I've literally been at a bowling alley doing jokes between like watching someone, waiting for them to throw the ball, and then being like, all right, now you can hear me. Like, you know what I mean? It's so bad.
Buddy, we've all been there. There's some folks listening to this right now who saw us at the last supporters council, who knows every time the door opened, the karaoke room next door would bleed in as we're trying to crush. Yeah. So it's just people singing these songs super loud. Let's talk a little bit about the city of Salt Lake where you're from, right? Because you even mentioned you got asked, will you do a clean comedy set,
yes,
you know, or like an hour long special? No one's ever asked me to do a clean set. They're like, yeah, the kid's from Jersey. He doesn't have it in him. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not possible for me to not curse in 45 minutes. Ask the producers of the show. They'll tell you the same. When a city like that, how is it that when it gets to the soccer stadium, it's absolutely rambunctious? Like, you grew up on the outskirts, right? You lived in Fillmore, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the boonies. Yeah.
Right. So is it a bit rougher once you get it? It's just the downtown that's nice. Like, what? Tell me a little bit about Salt Lake, because I'm trying to understand, where are all these crazy soccer fans coming from if everyone else is like, good day, sir? You know?
Well, the culture in Salt Lake is super weird, because in a place where you have like really, really clean culture, you're always going to have the antithesis, right? You have the counterculture. So Utah's full of like maniacs. And of course, Utah's like a cowboy state. So it has like bikers and like ne'er-do-wells and people just in the middle of nowhere. But dude, the culture of like sports in Utah is nuts. Like, even the Jazz, when people talk about basketball there, other players, they're like, yeah, it's the craziest stadium to go to. Like, they're nuts. And then you take that to soccer, and soccer's already like, yeah, we're crazy, it's our thing. And then Salt Lake is like, bet, we will show you. And then they go even crazier, you know? And so it's just like this crazy.
It's like their only release. And I mean that literally.
There's a little bit of a kind of rebellious, thing to do. Like, maybe there aren't many places where you can just, straight up yell. Like, because even with the Jazz have dealt with a couple issues. Remember they had the like kind of racist incidents with some of the Russell Westbrook and things like that, where some of these fans were just like, straight up crazy, like out of pocket.
They're nuts.
Yeah, so there is that like the incredibly nice and politeness of people from Utah, but then you have the, you know, I mean, we saw like what was going on in at the Capitol, right? But you have those like crazy people that are protesting or whatever at like the state capitol in Utah and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, people are in Utah, like, yeah. And then you don't have a lot of places. Like, there's not a lot of dancing. There's not a lot of partying. There's not a lot of like, there's not like a real hookup culture or whatever. So when you finally get the chance to just like go crazy, when people are like, yeah, I guess it's soccer, like get a little wild, dude, people, it's the stadium is crazy. People are drunk like it's a bar. Everyone's drunk. People have never been drunk before. Drunk. People are like making out and like, dude, it's literally just like it's Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like the one
It's like the bathrooms are doing. I think you're the one who explained this to me. So Provo soaking or whatever it's called.
Yeah, dude. Oh no, yeah. That's when you start to have sex, but then you just chill.
Yeah, you don't move.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Yeah, that's the weird. When you explain it to me, I'm like, this is. I've got to go just because it's the weirdest place on earth.
Yeah, it's like a weird, like a Utah like version of hedonism. You know what I mean? Like a getaway.
Oh, that dude's a soaker, dude. Yeah, one of the other things you're explaining to me is that, and this is why it confuses me as to why it gets so rowdy. There's drive-through soda spots,
where you can
mix colas.
Soda stores, man. They have the soda spots, so they have like stores that only sell soda. You're saying this
like when I explained to you a bodega. You know what I mean?
We have bodegas in, but like, yeah. So we have soda bars, which is like a legit place where like you go get a soda with your sweetheart or whatever.
But then so what you mix? It's just like, yeah, let me get a Coke and she'll have a Pepsi. I don't know how we're married.
They have like two 200 different sodas, dude. They have like artisanal soda or whatever, like a brewery, dude. It's wild.
Yeah, and there's places where you can mix like flavors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And this is like fun. I don't know. I just want to be clear.
So listen, if you're like a Mormon man in Utah and you're like, I'm gonna take my girl out, but you can't go to a bar.
Well, you're not gonna.
Yeah, girl, you're not going to dance. You're not going to go to a bar. You're not going to dance. Like, there's not a lot going on. You know, you're like, how do I kill this time? You go to the soda bar with your sweetheart and you talk about scripture or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Or mixing different, you know, have a threesome with corn syrup.
Exactly. And then
almond flavored first, he's a freak.
Yeah. And then because that they have that culture specifically, like the very, very religious people kind of facilitate that culture. And then, of course, that culture accidentally spills onto people like me, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I guess if it's there, I'll go to the soda bar with my lady, like whatever. And next thing you know, I'm at the soda bar too, man.
Is there one at Rio Tinto?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
That'd be so dope. Okay. I kind of want to experience
flavors,
this.
Dude. Yeah.
What would be in order? Like, because I'm wildly confused. Like, what would be a regular order, and then what would be the Shane order, which is probably crazy.
Oh, you know? Dude, what you do is you get. So I like Diet Mountain Dew. I gotta get diet. I'm trying to watch my figure, you know. But then you ask him to put in like
any less extreme, but diet.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I have Diet Code Red.
Dude, Diet Code Red would be sick. That's a hard one to get. So and then you ask him, you're like, hey, I'll have two pumps of grape, and they throw some grape in there, dude.
Ooh.
It's just grape flavor?
Yeah, flavor. They have all these flavors, so they have all these crazy sodas, and then they have all these flavorings, and they, like, put flavoring in there, like at Starbucks, dude.
Great. Well, I'm assuming you did not, you're not Mormon, you didn't grow up Mormon.
No.
Are you sometimes shunned in by Mormon? What is it like not being Mormon in Utah if you're around like a big community of Mormons?
So now as an adult, it's like a non-issue, right? Because like other adults are just like, he's an adult doing whatever adults do. But when I was young, it was tough. Like I could date, you know, people wouldn't want to date me because I was like the bad kid or whatever. And people would be weird. And I was in Scouts. And, you know, Scouts is like based around the majority religion in your area. So like if you're Catholic, you go to Catholic Scouts or whatever. And so I was always with like the Mormon kids doing Scout stuff and just like really bumming them out, you know? Super, super bumming everybody out.
You're just drinking an iced tea and you're like, this is a no, huh?
Oh, dude, I brought porno mags to a camp out once, dude. Oh my God, you would not believe. I was like, I wish the scoutmaster molested us instead of it, because this is so much worse. These dudes are prude, you know? Chill out, bro. They were losing it, man.
Yeah, you would think, you know, especially like young boys would be excited about that, and you know, it'd be a talking point. Dude, about, like,
one of the other kids was like, wait, I brought one. It's just ankles.
I'm not even kidding. Did I show a kid? Well, he was like, what are you looking at? I was like, you want to see? And I thought he was going to be pumped. And I was like, bam, your titties, bro. And he cried. He felt so guilty that he cried. And I was like, my bad, dude. I was like,
you know, I sometimes cry around titties, but because they're so beautiful.
Right. For different reasons. Just joy. And he also slow clap because that's what I did. The first time someone showed me, I'm like, damn.
Oh my God.
We could do a whole podcast just on you going to Mormon camp. That alone is a series.
Okay. All right. Another one in the books. Thank you, Shane Smith, for joining us today. We got to learn so much about Utah. And I'm glad.
So much more than maybe you wanted to learn.
Maybe.
Shane, is there anything you want to let people know about before we sign off today?
Yeah, you can watch me at twitch.tv/Shadozer. I stream video games and stuff there. You can come hang out. My socials are all at Shadozer, Shaydozer. I have a podcast called Cowboy Boys you can listen to. Okay. And that's it. That's it.
All right. Yes. Support Shane. Check out his comedy. Again, he's a hilarious comic. So make sure you do that as well. And make sure you follow us as well at Soccer Cooligans on all social media channels. Follow at Fubo Sports as well. And subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel for full episodes of the show. All right, Shane, we're going to end the show the way we normally do, as is tradition. So for Shane Smith, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!